standing in a need of prayer.
Well,
it's me, oh Lord, standing in a need of prayer.
It's
me, oh Lord, standing in a need of prayer.
Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
Well, it's me,
it's me,
it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
It's me,
it's me,
it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
Not the liar, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
Not the thief, not the liar, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
Well,
it's me,
oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
It's
me, oh Lord, standing in a need of prayer.
Preaching, not the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
Well,
it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
It's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
Well,
it's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
It's me, oh Lord,
standing in a need of prayer.
Thank you, folks, very much. We'd like to do you a song, Lou, and I'll sing you a little duet number now. This is a song that was written by two of the lonesomest men ever in American music, and that was Bill Monroe. Hank Williams wrote this song backstage at the Grand Ole Opry in 1951. It's called I'm Blue and I'm Lonesome Too.
When I hear that a whistle blow. Gonna pack my suitcase and go.
The lonesome sigh of a train going by makes me wanna stop and cry. I'm blue and I'm lonesome too.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. That fellow that was singing all that high harmony, has sometimes Lou sings so high only a dog could hear him. But he's totally on his game today. He sounded wonderful, Lou. I met Lou. Lou and I met in the late 1970s in a bluegrass festival in Indian Springs, Maryland. And I've just marveled at his talent then. And he was one of the original members of Door Lost and Quicksilver. That's those group he's working with. He went from there to Ricky Skaggs, and in the 1980s, Ricky had all those great hit country records on Epic, and just beautiful country music, and blues on all that stuff, and plays guitar, banjo, fiddle. He could do just about anything he needs to do. But my favorite is to hear him sing. I just don't think there's a better bluegrass vocalist, or vocalist, period, in the country. That's Lou Reed right there. He is, making muffins, yeah.